Chris and Kira
on 2FM.
Yes, indeed. There we go. Katy Perry with Dark Horse here on 2FM. I tell you what, Kira, another Dark Horse, a friend of the show, a man who is, many would say, a modern day philosopher, the friend of the show. What?
You couldn't call him a philosopher.
Well, I don't know,
Kira. Certainly could not call him a modern day philosopher. I'm sorry, because you can't just throw the term philosopher around lightly.
Hey, many people are now trying to live life by the doctrine of the Galway player, and here he is. Hello, Galway player.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great now, and I do like that name, a philosopher. I am a modern philosopher, and a lot of philosophers in the past weren't appreciated in their own time, and I think future generations are going to live by my word and going to learn and have much better lives because of their appreciation of what I am saying to people today.
Well, see, this is what I think. I think, as you say, I mean, many people, their ideas are so, they can be unpalatable at the time because people just don't want to hear the forward-thinking truths that people spout. But I mean, look, if that's kind of your cross to bear, in a way, Galway player.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of the greats, but, you know, I don't mind suffering for my art.
Good for you. I tell you, that is very noble. Well, let me tell you something. The Galway player, he is on the phone, Kira. His Twitter is @GalwayPlayer, simply @GalwayPlayer, and he has a website, which is thegalwayplayer.com, thegalwayplayer.com. Go online, check it out. Now, every week, the Galway player comes on, and he gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players such as himself. But ladies, I am telling you, him coming on here and telling all of the lads of Ireland about how they can be players is not a wasted experience for you either, because you can listen and you can be one step ahead of the game and you can hear everything that's going on. So everybody benefits from this, all right? Galway player, what are we going to learn about this evening? I'm curious.
Okay, Chris. Well, I'm sure you've heard on all the news today about the new words that were brought into the online Oxford Dictionary today.
No, I hadn't heard that. Okay.
I heard about a couple of these.
Okay. So YOLO and a few of these are in the dictionary now. Side boob and a few like that.
Throwing shade, I think, is another one.
What's in?
Throwing shade.
What's that?
That's where, like, you kind of throw dirty look.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Have you not noticed me throwing shade at you?
I'm immune to it. I think I don't. I wouldn't even. Is that not your normal face?
Sorry. Chris.
All right. Sorry, Galway player. Go ahead.
No problem. So I have a few terms that myself and the lads use on a regular basis that I think should become part of the common and popular vernacular and will probably be in the dictionary this time next year.
Oh, right. Okay, then.
A few terms, you know, that we use in relation to dating particularly.
Sure.
So I'm going to share them with you this evening and just, you know, say this time next year we'll be watching when these are introduced more than likely to the Oxford Dictionary.
I hope they give you credit in the etymology of the word when they're doing that.
I'm hoping so, because people have already taken credit for a lot of my work, you know, calling Race Week in Galway Rag Week for adults. Everyone was going around claiming that was them, when in fact...
Was that you?
That was you that said that.
Oh, yeah. Right. You invented that.
I'm officially copywriting that.
Oh, do, please. I tell you, get onto a patent or, you know, a trademark person. But anyway, Galway player, so you're saying you and your friends have terms, because obviously I would imagine with the sheer volume of ladies that you and your friends are dealing with, you would need efficient terms to describe the different types of situations and all that, wouldn't you?
Precisely.
I get you.
And, like, for example, the first one is a name that the guys call me on a regular basis. It's due to my ability to attract the attention of women and absorb them into my, you know, conversation stream. So the boys call me a clunge sponge.
Ah, no, a clunge sponge. Well, that's not the most gracious or delicate term I've ever heard, but hey, maybe accurate, you know?
I think I'll say for going with Galway player for my Twitter handle, but ultimately, so that's a term for a guy that's extremely good with women, a clunge sponge. So I expect to see that in the dictionaries and in mainstream conversation.
Yeah, I can imagine the Oxford Dictionary having clunge sponge in there. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I see that coming very soon, I'll have you know.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Another term for an extremely good-looking man, I was called it a few times until I realised exactly what they were talking about. It's a wetzer.
A what?
A wetzer. It's a guy that gets a girl going downstairs.
Oh, right.
A wetzer.
Wetter than an otter's pocket. You know, dripping like a George Foreman.
Is that an... Hold on. Friend of the show, JJ, is saying that's an actual term. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, really? Okay, then. Well, then you go, Galway player. So you coined wetzer as well.
Oh, I didn't coin it. I was called it.
Oh, called it. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Apologies.
That's disgusting.
No. Kira, what do you prefer? Clunge, sponge, or wetzer? If you had to choose one.
I really don't know.
Kira, you have to choose one.
I don't know. I'd probably go with clunge, sponge.
Okay. You sure?
Oh, these are just awful.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, the next one is a semi-double D. Okay.
What, a semi-double D?
Yeah.
Now, what is that?
This is like getting a house during the recession. You got gazumped, okay? It looked like a brilliant deal at the time, but you end up in negative equity. Basically, what I'm talking about is bringing home a girl and she's a push-up bra, so she's actually not quite as attractive as she seemed in the first place.
Oh, okay. I see. It's something which is deceptive.
So it's kind of you take off the Wonder Bra and you wonder where the boobs went.
Hey!
Okay.
That's fair enough. So it's called a semi-double D.
Double D, yeah. So it looks like a great deal. And then, you know, you're left stuck with something that's not even close to what you...
Yeah, difficult to shift. I get you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
The next one is a rock block.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. What is that?
When you get to a certain age, the first thing you check out in a woman is her ring finger. So you see a hot bird, and then you look down and you go, she's married or she's engaged. So that's what we coin the phrase rock block.
Oh, I get it, because you can't try it on with her because she's married or engaged.
Well, most people can't, yeah, exactly, Kira.
Mere men couldn't try it on with her. Maybe you could. Yeah, exactly. Well, I like that, though. So instead of being cock-blocked by one of your friends or whatever, you're rock-blocked by a rock on her finger. That's funny. I like it. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm being educated.
The next term is, and I'm getting a bit deep now, I'm getting a bit spiritual, it's a hole mate. So I was doing research last night about, is there such a thing as soulmate, yeah, and is there the one? And I was just thinking, your whole mate is someone that you can, a fuck buddy, or...
That's all right.
A whole mate is a buddy that you connect with on a deeper level than just, you know, a hookup. Okay?
Sure, yeah.
So whole mate is a very special no strings attached.
I see. So a no strings attached or an F buddy, as you say, that you're particularly fond of.
And that you have a particular connection with, that there's a certain chemistry there. Obviously, you know, with these kind of friends, you're not going to go much further than just the physical level.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
at the same time, there is that connection there in the bedroom. Outside it, not the same.
Sure.
In the bedroom, though, it's fantastic.
God, please, do you mind me interrupting? And I am genuinely really enjoying these terms. You said one thing to me there, which I will be honest with you, kind of surprised me, and I don't mean to divert the topic. I want to get back to these terms in a second. You said last night you were on the internet looking up if there's such a thing as a soulmate or a one. I thought you've given us an answer before that there is no such thing as that.
So
why were you looking that up out of curiosity?
As I have said many times before, I like to keep up with all the news in the of psychology,
okay,
and physiology,
you know,
and
I
everything
think he does
is going on. So I was doing research.
Upcoming.
As you know, I do a lot of writing for, I have columns in different newspapers. I have obviously a very, very successful and popular blog, goauthair.com.
Yes.
And this was one other project that I'm working on at the minute that I will be able to tell you about in the future, but not at the moment.
Do you know what I think? I think the man doth protest too much.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, there's a soft side to the guy player who, you know, had a momentary, I don't know, heart attack or something and went online
no, Kira,
and checked out whether there's, you know, whether to believe in soulmates.
Kira, didn't you hear him? He was rehearsing for a play and that is why he was looking it up, all right?
Sure.
But look, anyway, Galway player, let's hear some more of these terms.
Okay, a FIP. Now, this is a common term we have for girls. So it's F-I-P-I. FIP, okay?
Yeah.
So you're familiar with the movie Shrek and Princess Fiona, one of the main characters in it?
Yes.
Wow.
So she is... The opposite, this girl is the opposite to Princess Fiona. Princess Fiona is an ogre at night and a princess during the day. Well, these girls, happens all too often, she's like a princess at night when you meet her and then you wake up beside an absolute ogre the next morning. So when that happens, you say, lads, pulled a FIP last night.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess. I can, even Kira's laughing at that, in fairness. So, you know, you're doing something right. I agree, Galway player. Absolutely. Well, are there any more terms? Galway player, I'm saying one thing. If you want now, I would cash out. You're even making Kira laugh. So I would nearly cash out now if the other terms are going to get worse.
Well, we'll just slide through them quickly because there's one or two.
Sure. No, ones. I'm glad. I'm just saying. I can't believe it. You and Kira are getting along. It's astounding.
I must be drunk.
Yeah, you must be. This is astounding. All right, go ahead.
Well, obviously, you know, we all know the term cock block. And, you know, in looking at women's rights and equals rights and all that, there's obviously also the pussy parry. So that's when a girl is deflected from the male that she's after.
Oh, it's the equivalent of a cock block.
Yeah.
So, what's it called?
A pussy parry.
Parry, how do you spell
it? Yeah, like P-A-R-R-Y.
That's a term in like combat, isn't it? Where you like deflect or something, isn't it?
Exactly, or more in sport, someone parried, the goalkeeper parried.
Sure.
So you block it away.
Sure.
So it's
I don't
even explain in English to you now.
Hey, I knew what it was.
Cock block sounds better than pussy parry.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you ever pussy parried, Kieran?
I don't think I have.
No. All right, fair enough.
I'm not comfortable.
You're not comfortable? All right. Well, look.
Okay.
I'm afraid that I'll say the word and then you'll
you already
cut
said
all
it.
The audio.
You've already said it. It's
and
fine.
Then next thing you'll just play me on repeat saying the P word.
I have it already. You said it a few seconds ago, yeah. You did. You just repeated it when he said it. So, no, it's all good. Thank you for that, Galway player, as well.
Pleasure.
Well, no, that is true. So, because, I mean, obviously we all see that move occurring on a night out where it's the equivalent of a cock block. Just it's with ladies. Galway player, you're absolutely right. Why is there not a term to reflect it when it's done by females? You're such a progressive, forward-thinking individual. So I agree.
I don't get the recognition for that often.
Not yet, Galway player. Not yet.
Not yet. Exactly. And we'll just finish up the last one. And we all know these kind of peoples. And we call them the journal.me, so the journal.me. Everything that happens has to go up online.
Okay, right.
So, you know, no matter what, these photo bombs, they're putting up rubbish photographs of their kids. You know, when you get to a certain age and all your friends are putting up pictures of their babies, like it's in your late 20s and you're in Galway, or your late teens if you're in Dublin or Limerick. So all your friends are putting up these annoying pictures or everything that they did. So it's the journal.me is what we call them. Every single thing they do has to go up on Snapchat or Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
We all know them.
Well,
so.
Absolutely, Galway player. I agree. I think you've offended a lot of. I think you're suffering from offending a lot of people. But I find it.
Wouldn't
very
be
funny.
Like me.
It wouldn't be like you. Very unlike you. But Galway player.
Okay, I just gonna do a quick run through those words because I've been thinking about
you.
Okay?
You have. Okay.
I have. So the Galway player has come on tonight and he's educated us, Chris, in, you know, new terms, new slang, let's say, that he thinks will be in the Oxford Dictionary next year.
Sure.
Am I right now when I say these? Okay. There's a clunge sponge.
Yep.
The wetzer.
Yep.
The semi double D.
Yep.
A rock block.
Mm-hmm.
A hole mate. A fee pee. A pussy parry. A journal dot of me.
Yep. Kira, I mean, Galway player, well, listen. Kira clearly is listening to you, Galway player.
And learning. I'm delighted.
I mean, I love this. We all got on tonight. This is brilliant. I love this. Why can't we do this all the time?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Come on.
This was great. Guys, okay? We all got on. Everybody had a good time. We're all relaxed. This is amazing. This is incredible. I mean, I cannot believe this.
51552, does anybody have any other terms that we can add to the Galway players list here? 51552, because I'm sure
idea.
There is.
Yeah.
I mean, a feepy. I wonder what a male equivalent of a feepy would be.
Yeah, that's a good one. What would that be? 51552, exactly. Well, look, Galway player, I mean, I love it when you come on and you chat with us, and we've had a very harmonious evening. Your Twitter is @GalwayPlayer, and your website is TheGalwayPlayer.com. TheGalwayPlayer.com. Galway, walk here.
I have to say this, because this is such a rare occasion.
Yeah.
You know what? Galway player's getting off the phone tonight, and I don't hate him.
No, you two guys are getting along.
You actually made me laugh, Galway player.
This is, it's just like we were on a date, really. This has gone so well.
Wow, this is a momentous occasion.
We both finished with a smile on our face.
There you go, look. All right, look, everyone check it out online. On the way for you, Mr. Probs. But first, some Iggy Azalea, some Rita Ora with Black Widow here on 2FM. Oh, yes.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.